The Holy Gospel this day is a reading from the book of St. Matthew in the 9th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
As Jesus was walking along, he saw a man called Matthew sitting at the tax booth. And he said to him, "Follow me." And he got up and followed him. As he sat at dinner in the house, many tax collectors and sinners came and were sitting with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they said to his disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with sinners and tax collectors?" But when he heard this, he said, "Those who are well have no need of a physician, but those who are sick, go and learn what this means. I desire mercy, not sacrifice. For I have come to call not the righteous, but sinners." And while he was saying these things to them, suddenly a leader from the synagogue came in and knelt before him, saying, "My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her and she will live." And Jesus got up and followed him with his disciples. Then suddenly a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years came up behind him and touched the fringe of his cloak. For she said to herself, "If I only touch his cloak, I will be made well." Jesus turned and seeing her, he said, "Take heart, daughter, your faith has made you well." And instantly the woman was made well. When Jesus came to the leader's house and saw the flute players and the crowd making a commotion, he said, "Go away, for the girl is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. And when the crowd had been put outside, he went in and took her by the hand, and the girl got up. And the report of this spread throughout the district. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. I want to begin with an example that happened a number of years ago. There were two people I know who were at university, and they were taking a course in theology. What they were doing was they were checking it out. They wanted to see what this faith thing was about. And they're sitting there in class, and Allie turns to John and he says, "Yeah, no, God's doing something with you right now." And he said, "Are you kidding? God doesn't want a heathen like me." And his friend turned to him and said this, "Oh, heathens are exactly who God wants." And he was right. They both wound up being ministers, different denominations, but they both wound up in ministry. And that's what's going on here this morning. Are you kidding me, Jesus? You're going to call a tax collector. I mean, this is at a whole different level than we understand tax collection these days. This is not the CRA just annoying you going, "Hey, I need a little information and that'll hold up your tax return 3, 4, 6 weeks. It's not that. These are people who are licensed pocket pickers. They're licensed by the Romans because, you see, you're collecting the Roman tax. Although, okay, that's strike one. Then you're licensed to also take any fee that you wish with that. That's strike two, because now you're a little deeper in my pocket. And here comes strike three. You work for the oppressors, you live with the oppressors, therefore you're one of them. And how bad this is this. They can't come to church. No matter how much they want to, they're not allowed inside the church. And I don't mean here, I mean that front door. They can't get in the building. Number two, you cannot be a witness to anything going on, or can you serve jury duty? They are hated people. And he's picking one of them to be one of the disciples. And to go along with that, even worse, he's sitting down breaking bread with them. Lost his mind. And what they have forgotten is 1 Samuel 16. See, Jesus is lined up right with that chapter. That chapter, I commend to you. I deeply commend to you because it's instructive. God's vision is not ours. God's understanding is not ours. And the bigger picture is always God's. So what you see or what you don't see, don't use that necessarily as the measurement. Then we come to the second part. There's a leader of the synagogue. Now notice it's not one of the Pharisees or Sadducees necessarily, but hey, here's a person who needs help. Says, all right, come. I want you to raise my daughter. Small detail. Notice he can't be a Pharisee or a Sadducee because we're into resurrection. That's a whole nother discussion. But on top of that, while he's on the way, there's another woman needs healing. I have no idea and give thanks. My wife and I discussed this last night. She said, oh, it's that reading. I said, yeah, that one. She said, mm-hmm. She looked me in the eye and said, you have no idea. And I said, no, I don't. Not about this bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. I said, no, I have no idea. She does. That's a different story. But the thing is this. She's been to every medical person she can find and gets no help. Like I'm going for another set of tests. One woman said to me, who was a parishioner of mine, she said, this is the 17th round. They haven't found the problem yet. Still goes on. She leans over, touches Jesus, and he goes, it's good. Because it's your faith that made you do that. And in the meantime, they're laughing at him when he gets there because they go, no, the kid's dead. And he goes, no, she's not. Come here. Stand up, walking around, doing usual child things. Period. And Jesus says, see, I am lined up with God. That's how far I am with the Lord. And if you want to see strange, take a look. He could point them, for instance, to Jeremiah 43 and 44. That's right outside, completely outside of what would be normally the Lord's will. Take a look at how radical our church has been from the start. Three quick examples for you. Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 16. There's a couple of folks. Or better yet, my favorite, one of my very favorite passages, Acts chapter 8. The faith getting people who really are very outside. And this, says Jesus, is what we are about. We are going to the people who need it most. Now, that takes us into interesting places, strange spots, and can get you in all kinds of trouble. I'll close with this example. We got a phone call at the church I was serving in Medicine Hat, and this woman, who was a good Roman Catholic married to a good Jewish man, said, he died, we need help. Can you do it? Nobody else seems to. And we said, well, have you called the rabbi? And she said, the closest rabbi's in Calgary. That's only 3.5 hours one way, and they're not available. I need help. She's trying to follow the Jewish rules and get them buried quickly. I said, I'll go. And I did one of the toughest things I have ever done. I ran a whole service without mentioning Jesus once. Ponder that. This, says God, is what I call you to do. And what I'm going to leave you with this morning is this. Where is God going to call you today and this week into what kind of situations to witness to the gospel? Amen.